Welcome to the Goal Getter podcast. My name is Anna Wallace. I'm a registered associate nutritionist, life and success coach, and NLP practitioner. I am the founder of the Weight Loss Academy, which revolutionizes how women lose weight around the world. I run a six-figure online coaching business, and I'm obsessed with helping you improve your overall life while going after what you want. In my eyes, life is for living, and if we can get past our limitations that hold us back, we become powerful and live a life truly better than ever expected. If you're looking to massively upgrade your life, your health, physical and mental, improve your relationship with food, and lose weight without diets, this podcast is for you. My goal in this podcast is to help you see what's holding you back from becoming the greatest version of you, so that you can live this life with more purpose, fulfillment, happiness, confidence, and health. Think of this podcast as your place to come for little pieces of life advice that will help you on your path to living the life you desire. You will find tools, resources, strategies, and advice in solo episodes and interviews from experts on a range of topics. I am so excited to share this with you. So thank you for hitting play today and let's dive in. Hi everyone, and welcome to episode 11 of the Goal Getter podcast. And today's episode, we're going to talk about how to stop holding yourself back in life. Today's episode is inspired by recent conversations that I've been having with some ladies who have, you know, been considering joining our certification. And these conversations have been so interesting. I find it so fascinating to have these conversations with women, because what I have come to realize, and I see this all the time, and I've been through this in my own life as well, is that so many of us have these incredible desires. Like, we want to do these things in our life, but we are paralyzed by fear. By what if I fail? What if it doesn't work for me? So because I'm afraid, I'm not going to do it at all. And that has really inspired today's conversation, because I want to share a little bit about my own experience, because over the years, I've also been in these situations where I've been at a crossroads in my life and I've sort of thought, well, I can stay here, but is this ultimately going to make me a happy person? And if I make this other decision, it's not an easy decision to make. And it's I'm afraid of making this decision because I'm betting on myself. But it's always better to bet on myself, because it's going to take me closer to what I actually want in life. And I always think that, you know, I also now as a mother, when I am living my life from a purpose perspective, like doing things that I like, taking care of myself, I'm a better mom. I'm a happier mom. I'm a more stable mom. I have more patience, you know, whereas I think that if I was like working in an office right now and, you know, just doing those things that, you know, I suppose that people say you should do because that's what everybody else does in society, that I would probably be quite a miserable mom, and I would probably be quite depressed a lot of the time. And I don't say that lightly, you know. So as I said, there's been different situations in my life where I've been at a crossroads and I've had to really find some inner confidence and really put fear to the side. Because ultimately, that's how I've got to where I am today. I've made several really big, hard, scary decisions. And that's always what brings you to something that's greater, okay? And these conversations that I've had with some women, you know, are women who are stay-at-home moms, or women that are in a job right now and they're not feeling so inspired, and they want, like, to discover a different way to create an income, but also do something that they enjoy. And they have these desires and they're so capable of it, but there's still that fear of, can I do this? What if? What happens, you know, if it doesn't work out? You know, and then when we're in the moment and we're thinking of these things and we get excited, and you can apply this to so many other areas of your life, by the way, it's not just about like changing career or, you know, going to study something. It could be, you know, putting yourself forward for a job promotion or, you know, even trying out a new workout or anything, you know, and anything that you want to do, but you're stopping yourself from doing because you don't feel confident. Okay. So if we think back, so many of us are capable of so much more, so much. Like me right now, I'm like, I haven't even reached my full potential at all. Like there is so much more that I'm gonna do in this world over my lifetime. And I feel like I haven't even started yet, even though I've achieved so much already at a relatively young age, right? But I put that down to, as I said, being at these crossroads in my life and really thinking, am I happy right now? And am I okay with continuing to live my life going down this path that necessarily isn't really making me happy? And another thing I could share here is also about alcohol. And I want to do a separate actual podcast about alcohol at one point because I have a bit of a interesting background with it. But at one point in my life, I sort of had to say to myself, do I want to go down the path of continuing to drink alcohol, where it's really not doing me any favors, or, you know, do I need to stop? So it's like making those really profound decisions. And as I say that now, it's not like I don't ever drink alcohol, by the way. Like I haven't got to the point yet where I say I don't drink alcohol. I don't, how can I even explain this? I don't actually, I suppose the best way to say it is I'm not saying that I'm never going to drink alcohol ever again. I always say to John, oh, I'm going to drink on our wedding night, and I'll probably get really pissed. But generally, I don't drink, but I don't know if I'll, you know, who knows what the future holds, right? So it's about making these like really profound but difficult decisions, but you know that it's going to lead you on a better path and be your better self, essentially, right? So for me, there's been these big sort of situations in my life. Like the first one was when I decided to start my own business because I was working in a job that I didn't like. But you know, I got a permanent contract. There was opportunity for growth. You know, if you look on the outside, everything looks like the way society wants us to live our lives. Get the job, get the permanent contract, you know, move in with your partner, you know, then have a child, and you know, like that's the way everybody thinks that you should be living your life. And I just like for me, I'm like, no, like that's the way society says you have to live your life. How about I want to live my life the way I want to do it? Right. So I always was thinking to myself, like, no, I can't do this. I really can't. But at that moment, it would have also been the easier decision would have been for me to just stay in that job. I had a salary coming in every month, you know, I was secure. We could have still went on holidays every year, you know. And the other decision was also out into the unknown. But again, making more decisions, bigger decisions, and choosing to listen to your own intuition is eventually going to get you to where you want to be in life, right? Doesn't mean it's going to be a straight path, but eventually you'll get there. And I'm a firm believer because it's happened to me, right? And that doesn't mean that like every sort of decision that I, or every sort of thing that comes into my head, I'm like, in terms of, oh, maybe I will do that, or maybe, you know, and then I jump on it because I don't do that. But there's like bigger decisions that, you know, you're thinking about a lot, and you're like, you're having that like gut feeling, and you know that this is something that you want to pursue, but you feel really, really afraid to pursue it. And that's the confidence. It's like, you know, we're not taught how to be confident. Because also, if you like start asking some people around you if you wanted to, you know, go and do something different, maybe the people around you would also convince you not to do it either. And that, like, I remember somebody gave me advice before, and it really, really stuck with me. It's like, don't ever take advice from somebody that's not living their life in a way that you want to live your life. So that was really, really helpful for me because sometimes people around me, in terms of like close family and stuff like that, would give me like life advice. But then I would sort of think to myself, well, you're actually not living the life that I would like to live. So I appreciate everybody's feedback, but I'm going to take advice from people who are actually living their life the way that I admire and the way that I would also like to live my life. And it's also the same as like business, you know, as well. But so for me, that was like a really big thing was having the confidence to take that step forward to start a business. But then the next thing was came along. Okay, well, I want to start a business, but I have no idea how to like get clients. You know, some people that start a business, they are they're all really good. They're already really good with social media and stuff like that. But that's not me. I wasn't a big social media person. So you know, long story short, I was following a guy. He had a coaching program. I had a conversation with one of his team at one point. He said to me the program was 8,000 for a 12-week marketing course. And at that moment, I had no money. Like we had money, of course. Like I had a salary coming in, right? But I didn't have like tons of money just sitting in the bank where I could pay 8,000 for you know, a course. And I wasn't able to get like help or support from family either. So off I trotted to the bank and got a loan from the bank. People around me thought I was a little bit crazy. And maybe I was. But you know what? That is the thing that kind of took things off for me because within a matter of weeks, I had an exact strategy to go out there to get clients and start earning money. And then the next thing I started replacing my income for my business. Then the next thing was I quit my job. Another decision, do I quit my job? Do I not? I'm gonna quit my job. Okay. So there were so many big things that I had to, the fear is always there, folks. Even now to this day, the fear, when no matter what the decisions are, the fear is always going to be there. Like some days I wake up and I think, what the hell am I even doing? But I also have that inner belief that like I'm on this path for a reason. I'm on this path to help more people. And the more I step up and truly live, you know, from my potential, the more people's lives I'm also going to impact. I'm not only going to impact my own life, but I'm also going to impact other people's lives, right? And then, of course, at one point it was leaving our apartment, giving up all of our stuff, and going and traveling the world. Yeah, also people thought we were pretty nuts then too. And we had the best time. It was a life-changing experience. Came back with a baby in my belly, essentially. So went traveling, got pregnant. So that was an incredible experience. And at the moment, and then another point was starting the certification. You know, of course I have all those the fears in my head as well. Like, you know, can I do this? Like, you know, who am I to do this? But something inside me is able to quiet the inner dialogue that that isn't so confident, and the confident voice is able to sort of overrule that. And I think also because I've made so many big decisions over the years, and I know they've got me to where I am today, so I'm not as afraid to make decisions now. I'm because I know it's part of it. I know it's part of growth. I know it's part of leveling up as a person. I know it's part of reaching my full potential. It's part, you have to get out of your comfort zone, you know? But then here I am right now where you know, I work for myself. John doesn't have to work anymore. I'm able to create my own schedule. We are, well, you know, a little bit of a surprise here, but with the way the world is at the moment, things are a little bit different. But we are due to fly to Bali on the 18th of February, but the borders are actually closed, so we don't know what's happening there. We lived in Bali for 4 months before we had Leo. We wanted to go back for 6 months. We'll be back in Europe in the summer. But we don't know obviously if that is happening. But regardless, that's not the point here. What I'm trying to explain is this is a lot. All those big decisions is now allowing me even more freedom. We have more time as a family. together, to do things that we like to do when we want to do them. So people around the world, like, of course, my immediate family is benefiting hugely because I decided so many years ago that I was going to take steps forward and you know, believe in myself, believe in my own potential, right? Because that's also what it's what it comes down to. I don't know where I got that from. I don't know. Maybe it's just part of my personality, but there was something just in me. I listened to my intuition. My intuition is so strong, and I trust in it. So I make these decisions, but it's how I've got to where I am today. So of course my immediate family benefits from this. I benefit from it. I'm a happier person because I'm, you know, I'm doing what I want. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying running a business is easy peasy, but you know, I always say you pick your poison in this life. Also going to an office every single day and doing something that was absolutely boring and, you know, only being able to earn a certain amount of money, that also to me wouldn't be easy either, you know. So there's different ways to look at it, of course. But then on the other hand, other people around me are benefiting because I'm doing what I'm doing. So my clients are benefiting, my team are benefiting because I'm able to support them financially, pay them. That of course has a knock-on effect. I'm able to donate to charity. I'm able to you know, just financially help out people if I need to or if they need it. My students are you know, going to be able to, are going out there and starting their own businesses and creating more income for themselves and helping more people too. So you can see this domino effect that happens when one person decides to take a step forward, trust in themselves. It has such a knock-on effect. And if we had more people in this world believing in themselves, believing in their own potential and not holding themselves back, like, could you imagine the amount of happiness and fulfillment and abundance that would be in this planet? It's just that we've all been told that we have to do things a certain way. Like, you have to have a stable job. What jobs are stable these days? Like, people are getting like furloughed here. Like, also, and there's so many different things. Like, nothing is stable, you know, because also, you know what's stable? Actually being in control of your own destiny. And what I mean by that is, you know, because I own my own business, I've been able to control, and because it's an online business as well, I've been able to control our destiny throughout the pandemic, right? Because I'm not relying on somebody else to pay me. I'm able to go out there and make money myself, essentially, right? So that's, and I find that really, really empowering. And if we had more, and there's also so much opportunity these days, like, no, we don't just have to work the way that we've been told we need to work. 9 to 5, you know, Monday to Friday, you know, like, hey, I don't want to work like that. You know, maybe I want to work somewhere that's warm. Maybe I want to, like, sit with my laptop on the beach somewhere. I'm, like, literally dying for that. So when you say yes, when you believe in yourself, it not only is going to, like, have a huge impact on your life, you're going to be a happier person. You're going to feel more fulfilled. You're going to be living to your own potential. And as I said, this can be related to so many different things. Follow your intuition. Like, what are those things that come up all the time that you're like, I want to do this, but I want to do this, but nothing. Go and do it. I always think as well, like, when we're on our deathbed, we're not going to look back and say, oh, I wish I didn't spend that 2,000 on this, or I wish I didn't apply for that job, or I wish I didn't go on holiday to here, or I wish I didn't do this or do that. And of course, like, I know right now the situation's a little bit difficult because it's not like we can just get up and you know, go wherever we want. But, you know, hopefully in time, like, things are going to sort of be, you know, relatively normal again, and then, you know, you can do those things. But you're never going to regret, like, doing what you want in life, right? Life will always go by. And it's not, this isn't a dress rehearsal. It's not like you could go through this life and then see how things go. And then, you know, we only get this time now. So just do what you want. And I always say to people as well, what's the worst that could happen? What is the worst that could happen? Like when I'm, you know, thinking about with us going to Bali and stuff like that, I'm like, oh, okay, going to Bali with a child. Last time we were there, I didn't have a child. And it's a bit of a different situation, you know. Also, all those fears come up for me. Like, is this the right thing to do? Like, am I a good mom doing this? You know, so many different things come up for me when I'm making these decisions. But I know that in years to come, when I'll look back and be like, hey, I'm so glad that we did that, even though we might not be able to do it, but, you know, we'll be able to do something. We're never going to regret those things that we did that made us happy. So whatever that is for you, right? That's my little bit of inspiration that I wanted to share with you today, how to stop holding yourself back in your life. So think about those things that keep cropping up for you, those things that you think you want to do, even if it's a hobby, right? A hobby, going somewhere, like hiking somewhere, something that challenges you, something that pushes you out of your comfort zone. We're happier people when we're out of our comfort zone more often. Okay, folks. So I would love to know your takeaways from today's episodes. So do me a favor, make sure you're following me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is I am Anna Wallace. Tag me in your stories and let me know your takeaway. Let me know what it is that you have been thinking that you want to do, but you've been holding yourself back. What is it time? Is it time to get rid of the fear and believe in your own potential? Is it time to get that confidence back? Remember, the more decisions you make over time, your confidence grows, right? Because you see, I made that decision and the whole world didn't crumble, right? I hope today's episode was a good one for you, and I will see you on the next episode. Take care.